Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying New Life in Christ, Bible Bits from Galatians. In this session, we'll be looking at Galatians chapter 5, verses 24 and 25, the secret of self-control. Self-control is learning to quickly identify and obey the initial promptings of the Holy Spirit, bringing our words, our actions, and thoughts under His authority. Do you have any habits which you know grieve the Spirit? Do you learn all the facts before answering a matter? Do you seek to give good reports and reject gossip? You see, the opposite of self-control is self-gratification. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 23, in the passage which we refer to as the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, 24 and 25 contains the secret of self-control. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If you were to explain the true basis of choices, what passage of Scripture would you use? Personally, I would go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The natural man or the unregenerated walks according to his own natural inclinations, and nothing more can be expected. But those who are Christ's, that's different, as Jesus Christ has a higher achievable calling for his own. Those who are Christ have the Holy Spirit dwelling within, and the Spirit is sufficient to point the way to victory over the flesh. What do we call overcoming the flesh? Well, it's an interesting word, mortification, which is a dying. So daily dying to the flesh. Daily overcoming in grace. The argument to do so is because we have a new life in Christ. Look at again Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Also read Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What's the difference? I have been crucified with Christ versus those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh. One is passive, the other is active. Galatians 2:20 is done to the believer. Galatians 5:24 is done by the believer. Mortification is the daily putting to death of the flesh by the believer himself or herself in prayer, in fasting, and repentance. Self-control. Luke 9:23. And then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Christians do not succeed in completely destroying the flesh while on earth, but they nail it to the cross and determine to keep it there until it dies. There are no shortcuts to spiritual victory. Discipleship is a consistent, vigilant rejection of the world and death to the flesh. Have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Galatians 5:25 reads, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." This is a command based on a certain condition. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." An exhortation to obedience because Christ is in me. Walk in the Spirit is a military term. It means to get in line. It means to stand in a row. So what's the command? Well, it's twofold. Put to death the old sinful existence of the flesh and move forward in the new spiritual life of faith. How? By keeping in step with the Spirit in attitude, in conduct, and in lifestyle. The key is an eternal focus rather than an earthly one. Commitment to instant obedience to truth. I may struggle with an issue in my own reasoning, but I'm called to surrender when truth speaks. The Word of God is the final arbiter. Do you have an uncompromising commitment to truth? Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. "For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Paul is saying that you've got two natures in you. The nature you feed will grow. The nature you starve will diminish to insignificance. Which are you feeding? Are you feeding the Spirit through self-control or the flesh through self-gratification? You think about that, and you have a great day.